purpose of this study. Purpose was to assess knowledge of prostate cancer and prostate cancer screening experience among African American inner city men in Southside neighborhood of Chicago, Illinois. And you could see there from the what we gave, we brought out the attitude, because we did not want to continue with the attitude. So we just study of knowledge and prostate cancer, knowledge of prostate cancer. We have the next slide is need for the study. This study became necessary because high prevalence and mortality rates due to prostate cancer have been reported in excess among men of color in the United States in recent years than the rest of the US population. And number two is that African American men, the national incident rate of 254.6 per 100,000 population, presently account for almost more than double the rate for whites, Hispanic, and other ethnic minorities in the United States. And third, nationally compared to whites and other major ethnic minorities or groups, African American males now have about twofold increased risk of developing prostate cancer and of dying from prostate cancer. Finally, currently, prostate cancer prevalence rates among African American men in Illinois and Chicago metropolis surpass those of other ethnic groups. And the rates for Roseland community, or Roseland Southside community of Chicago for African American men now stand at 406 per 100,000 population. And methodology. This was a cross-sectional confidence sampling survey of 305 African American men aged 40 to 75 years from inner city Roseland community of Chicago, Illinois. Roseland community, with a population of over 52,000, has an African American population of 97.8%. Sample we recruited as subjects by direct solicitation from fraternity groups and other men's organizations, churches and mosques, clubhouses, drinking bars and barbershops, neighborhood health centers, and men's clinic. Next slide. All participants signed informed consent as required by IRB for the protection of human subjects. Participants were informed of minimal risk associated with the study, assured of confidentiality, and informed that they could withdraw from the study at any time. The study was approved by the Institutional Board of Chicago State University, Illinois. Eligibility criteria. Subjects' eligibility criteria included being non-white or non-Hispanic black males between 40 and 75 years of age, and residing in a predominantly core inner city African American Roseland community of Southside Chicago, Illinois, and were not working in any health institution or be members of public health or allied health professions. Instrumentation. We utilized 38 item prostate cancer knowledge and screening survey instrument originally developed by Chan and Associated in 2003. The questionnaire elicited demographic information on family history of prostate cancer, knowledge of symptoms and risk factors of prostate cancer, experience with prostate cancer specific antigen and digital test, the willingness to screen for prostate cancer, and percent participations of participants who have had prostate cancer tests in the past. Instrument administration. Instrument administration was through a person-to-person interview by African American graduate student duly trained in oral survey administration, instrument administration. The objective of training the graduate students was to prevent bias and allowing for consistency in the conduct of the interview. And it took approximately 30 minutes to administer the instrument to the subjects. Data analysis. We analyzed our data with SPSS 17.0 software using descriptive statistics, a one-way analysis of variance, and a t-test at 0.0 level of significance. At this point, I'm going to call on Dr. Anthony Salah to present the findings of this study.
What we did was that we took, for the 38 questions that we asked, some were based on demographic information, like your age, etc. And some of the questions, we computed them into various scores. I thought this phone was off. Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
So we computed them into different scores, and let's say if we ask you a question, it's yes, no, don't know. So for all those people who say don't know, we categorize it as not knowing. So we scored all of them, and then we have a composite score for each individual, and that is what we use to assess the knowledge. So we have low knowledge, high knowledge, etc. So this is the demographic information, the distribution. Less than 40 years old, we have only 1%, which is good. And 40 to 69, you'll see the distribution here. And 50 to 59, 40.3, and then 60 to 69, 36.7. And usually that's the age that people begin to develop prostate cancer. So it's important that we have that kind of bias in our sample. Marital status, never married, 24.6%, married 124. And that's also another interesting observation because, you know, in the literature, we know that married people live longer generally than non-married people. Because when they're sick, men usually don't take care of their health. So when they're married, their wives knock their head up and say, hey, go see the doctor. Or make appointments for them. So married task status have been beneficial for men. So we have 40.7 there. And then divorce and widowed. Education, college, but less than bachelor. That is a trade. People who have been to trade schools, they've been to college, but they've not received a bachelor's degree. We included them as less than bachelor's. And a bachelor's degree, 31.5, and master's and above, 6.6. Income, less than 20,000. And surprisingly, most of the poor, financially, they are okay, based on the distribution. Not that they are rich, but at least they're fine. Next slide. Okay. Now, one critical thing is sources of information on prostate cancer. Where do you get your information on prostate cancer? There are two questions. Where do you get your information on prostate cancer? And then, where do you get information on prostate screening? So this is a general information. TV, 21.6. Radio, 18.7. This is very important because if we want to have intervention to reach African-American men, we may have to use this. So okay, this is where most of them get information from. Okay, somewhere else we have 16 points. We have 5.2. Okay, next one. Doctor's office, previous one again. Doctor's office, 13.8. So, looks like we are not doing very well when it comes to our primary care doctors not providing enough information for prostate cancer. TV, new relatives and friends, sources of knowledge on prostate. Okay, what's the previous one? Information
on screening.
Oh, okay, okay. This is the information on screening. Okay, sorry. Okay, this is the knowledge one. Okay, so relatives and friends, 22.6. So people are talking to their relatives about prostate cancer. And newspapers, magazines, 26.6%. And work is also very, very important here, 11.8%. Doctor's offices, 14.4%. Okay. I hope those at the back will be able to read this. Analysis of respondents' knowledge of symptoms, testing, and risk factors for prostate cancer. What we did was that when we finished the scoring, and we have composite score for each person, we wanted to see that, okay, how many questions did our sample population get wrong? So we did an analysis of correct and incorrect responses so that we'll know that, okay, there is a lack of knowledge in this particular area. So if there's going to be intervention, these are the areas that we need to address. So the symptoms. Incorrect for difficulty having intercourse can be a symptom of prostate cancer. What's it? I think it's not sure. No. Okay. A man who has prostate cancer may not have any. Did this thing shift?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Okay. So please just bear with me. It looks like when we put this thing, it shifted. Blood in urine can be a symptom of prostate cancer. 58.7% of the sample population got that wrong. Okay. So let's look at the wrong answers. Trouble urinating can be a symptom of prostate cancer. 49, almost half the people got that wrong. Difficulty having intercourse can be a symptom. 49. And then a man who has prostate cancer may not have any symptoms. 78.4. So we know that a lot of people in this sample got the information wrong, almost more than half. Testing. The PSA is a blood test for prostate cancer. Okay, a lot of them know that, which is good. PSA can detect prostate cancer earlier than the digital. We have 64.3 getting it incorrect. And then the digital rectal exam is a blood test for prostate cancer, which is 77.4, and that is also wrong. So it's important to let people know the differences between the two tests, especially if it comes to the sensitivity and the specificity. And where do we send this information? That's going to be part of our discussion. Do I have enough time? So am I doing fine?
I think we're doing fine because we don't have one of the panelists.
Okay, great. Okay, so the next thing is the risk factors. The risk of getting prostate cancer is higher in a man who is older. Okay, that is good, 80.7, by which that will be 100%. The risk of getting prostate cancer is higher in a man who has family history. A lot of people got that wrong. I know when it comes to breast cancer, women know a lot about their risk factors or family history. But with women, we are still many years behind. The risk of getting prostate cancer is higher in a man who is African-American than Caucasian. We have a 45.6% of the people getting it wrong. And if you notice that in where we conducted a study, it's almost twofold increased risk compared to the general population. That's 400 and something versus 200 and something per 100,000 people. So these are people who are more at risk, but then they do not have this information. Next slide, please. And then, so this is the general knowledge of prostate cancer. I mentioned earlier on that we computed the scores and then we tested it. So between less than 15 years and then greater than 15 years and above, why did we do that? We figured out, okay, from 15 years and above, that is when prostate cancer becomes a risk. So let's see the differences between those who are less than 50 and then those who are 50 and above, if the knowledge information is different. And we see that it's not statistically significant. So those above 50 and then those less than 50, there's no big difference in their knowledge scores. If we look at marital status, never married versus ever married. Okay, there's a significant difference. Those who have been married before are more likely to score higher. That is 0.019. That's a statistical significant difference, the p-value. And then we come down to educational status. Bachelor's degree and higher, 11.51, compared to high school or lower, which is 9.87. This one, we did a one-way analysis of variance. So first we found a significant difference, and then we tested between the two groups to see where the differences are coming from. And then income. And then family history of prostate cancer, we did cross tabs by variance analysis. And those who have a family history, and then those who don't have family history, there's no difference in their knowledge score with prostate cancer. The next level is ever screened for prostate cancer with PSA. So there's no difference between those who are less than 50 and then 50 and above. P-value is 0.661. About marital status, still no difference. The p-value is 0.510. But when it comes to educational status, those with bachelor's degree and higher, 41.8, are more likely to have been screened for prostate cancer using the PSA. And when we come to family history, the interesting thing, which is I have to go back and look at the data and say, is there something wrong with the coding, etc. We realize that those people with family history, less likely screening rather than those people without family history. Yeah, which is kind of counterintuitive. And so I went back and looked at the coding. Did we make any mistake here? No. So we are still thinking why people who have family history will not have screened for prostate cancer rather than those who don't have family history. Or maybe it also explains that in one of the questions, we asked them whether family history, what happens to family history, we realized that most of them got the answer wrong. So that may be explaining why they are not even screening. Okay, and then interested in screening for PSA. So the same thing. 0.0001. So those with family history are not rather interested in screening for prostate cancer in the population. And then interested in screening for prostate cancer by digital exam, that's the fourth column. Okay. So overall knowledge was low, even though the sample was a little bit well educated. So we are not doing much in that area with prostate cancer. I think among African Americans, we have a lot of things to do. What can we do? I think about time, we invite our churches, but then usually the churches to the women are the people who rather go to the churches. Usually the men don't go. So how do we reach the men who are more at risk? Maybe if we have to get some rappers involved, but then people about 50, are they interested in rap? So these are things we are thinking of as to how the interventions can be made. Maybe you guys can make some suggestions here. Marriage is supposed to be a protective factor, but the marriage score less than those who were never married. There are very few people got information about the disease from billboards, buses, and trains. I think it's also important to advertise prostate screening on billboards, buses, and trains because they are moving, and these are public transportation. And if you see the bus passes, by the time it reaches its destination, thousands and thousands of people will have seen this sign. So that's one area we can reach people. Limitations process is a questionnaire study, sessional study, so knowledge is just at one particular point in time. Maybe if there are other interventions, our scores may be changed. We have volunteers, and this is a descriptive study. We are going to try and do an analysis and see where we can do a multivariate analysis and see where we can control for some other factors. And thank you very much.